I'm the Chief Executive Officer for a new center of innovation focused on marine biotechnologies here in North Carolina. Its mission is to bring scientists together in North Carolina in particular, but throughout the world to help create a new economy based on marine biotechnology. And as a nonprofit organization, one of the things that we'll be looking for is partnerships and services to help those fledgling companies that might spin out to grow and to become more commercial. So we'll be establishing mechanisms to try to attract partners from all sectors of all industries to help us be successful.
I noticed on your website that there's a bullet point that says one of the areas that MBCOI is going to explore is creating markets where there are none. Can you talk about a specific product or piece of research that you would be looking to create a market for and commercialize?
A good example is a gentleman I met in Greenville, and his name is Gabe Doe, and he discovered a way to basically extract blue crab, uncooked from the shell, and then process it in a way so it could be used later on. The blue crab industry is such that it has cycles. So you have a peak, you have a lot of excess, and your market price goes down because you're in excess, and then when you can't harvest that much, the price is very high. So during those peak seasons, rather than taking a lower price, maybe packaging it and selling it later on. So his technology actually allows him to take the crab in a way that's reasonably cost efficient. He needs to optimize it, but preserve it in a way that can be used later on in cooking and in restaurants. And he's actually done some test cases with a local hotel and restaurant in the Greenville area.
So MBCOI is a nonprofit, and it is sort of collecting all these areas of study and bringing them together and finding ways to market the results of that study and create some sort of commercial venture.
In essence, think of it as a virtual company. This is a virtual integration of science research education that's ongoing throughout North Carolina. So the MBCOI is going to integrate on a virtual sense people across the state that might have complementary technologies that could provide a product and attract an industry to the area to either work with them, support their research in a collaboration, or even help spin out an organization, a new company.
This is actually something that wouldn't just benefit the region in a sort of indirect way, but it could very directly funnel revenue to UNCW.
Absolutely. Every institution benefits from the discoveries of their faculty to some percentage. They can, as in the case with this gentleman, Gabe Doe from East Carolina University, he licensed back his technology. So now he owns it from the university so that he can develop a company independently. And in that licensing back, there's now probably licensing revenues that go back to ECU. So when you license, even when a university licenses out the technology, they still retain a portion of the proceeds as whoever the licensee is develops it.
Dr. Mosca, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.